I got the point where something has always combined the level and politics. I think Pella, they had a call one team similar
Of
to
course.
it. And only two guys played on coming out and playing the weekend on short of them. So I don't know if that's a legal, but I'll do it.
He probably needed some
Really?
or for
How far are you driving?
college that goes through. I don't
Square.
know what I call my normal face. I went for perfect game out of perfect middle. And I do side the
That's what I
gym,
thought.
see the weekend.
Really?
Then
Wow.
three business.
I bet it was. Honestly, I really enjoyed it. Still doing it, but given that it can't.
I do. I guess I just like being on again.
Okay, my cell phone has 6 o'clock. Let me order. Let's do the Pledge of Allegiance, please. I pledge allegiance
Allegiance to
to
the
the flag
flag of
of
the
the United
United States
States
of
of
America
America
and to
and
the
to the Republic
Republic for
for
which
which
it
it stands,
stands, one
one
nation
nation
under
under God,
God,
indivisible,
indivisible, with
with
liberty
liberty
and
and
justice
justice
for all.
for all. Amanda, would you call the roll, please?
Window.
Here.
Snyder.
Here.
Moore.
Here.
Morgan.
Here.
Vernon.
Here. Thank you. We have a quorum. May I get a motion for the agenda, please?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. We have five items on the consent agenda. Are there any that someone wishes to consider separately?
Make a motion we approve 1 through 5 consent agenda.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, same sign. Thank you. We have a special event request from the Kiwash Half Marathon, last of April. We hope the snow will be gone by then. That's exciting to see that on the agenda. Does anyone have any questions or anything they wish to ask?
Certified surrounding
Yes.
here on behalf of the Y. This will be our 11th year for the event. So we request the street closures.
Your maps are very well done. Very clear.
I'll make a motion that we approve this request for the Kiwash Half Marathon.
I'll second that.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, same sign. Thank you. Thank you. Presentations from the public. We have no public here, unless. All right. Claims and financials. Any questions for Kelsey on claims?
I did receive one question about the weed killer under which it was sewer collection, and they were just for $700+. They were just replenishing what they used during the summer at the.
Make a motion that we accept the claims.
Thank you.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Thank you. December finance report.
Total treasury tax investments have decreased from the end of November by $27,243. The month end, December month end balance is $9,998,200. After 6 months of operation, we're ahead of budget in all of our funds with the exception of general fund, about $322,031 paid for property tax revenue and sales tax. Airport funds. At $40,105, fuel sales print. The road use fund by $20,890 due to the water fund by $71,700 due to services. And the sanitation fund by $27,590 due to services. After 6 months of operations, our expenses are behind budget for water, sewer, and sanitation. The problem even most problems is that we're over budget due to our work comp insurance installments and our general insurance. In addition to those expenses, the following line items are currently over budget. General fund for seasonal work, repairs, payments to outside entities, and staff development. Airport fund for fuel and ground maintenance. Road use for vehicle operations, contractual services, equipment, supplies, staff and food maintenance, and material programming. Water plant for utilities, credit card fees, commuters, and chemicals. The sewer plant for operational equipment repair, tech services, biosolid application, and truck purchase. Sewer collection for safety supplies, and lastly, sanitation for the refuse and recycling.
Any questions for Kelsey?
Motion that we accept the financials for this month.
Second one.
Thank you. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Our first item under new business is discussion and consideration for pay app number 7 to Cornerstone for the 2022 Washington Water Main Improvements in the amount of $124,605.94.
Make a motion we approve this claim.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, same sign. Thank you. Our next item is discussion and consideration of a resolution approving and endorsing application for municipal grant funds. May I have a motion to approve or any more questions?
Make a motion we approve the resolution approving and endorsing an application for multiple municipal grant funds.
Second.
Thank you. We'll have a roll call on this, please.
Morgan?
Yes.
Turner?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Greenbelt?
Yes.
Dyke?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. We can use those monies, so hopefully we'll get them. Our last item on the agenda is a mayor discussion. Elaine, do you want to start or?
It doesn't matter either way.
I'm wrong to start. It's being the newest counselor. I've got a number of questions here, but I guess for that, just being a regular resident before being a council member, I probably know as much as everyone else based on what you hear in the public eye. But one of my first thoughts here is that when I was collecting signatures to apply, every single person asked me what's going on. And I didn't have an answer. But I know that based on, and that's 30 or 35 constituents, but I would have to think we have a number of individuals within the city that probably have questions. I think at a minimum, the residents of Washington deserve at least some sort of an update from us as a council in terms of what are our thoughts, at least moving forward here in 24. But one of my thoughts around this too is that thinking long term, do we maybe ask as well if Jaron would maybe be willing to resign so we can move forward with a more permanent solution? My thoughts to that is that we need to prepare, we need to have leadership, in a fashion that's right for us, it's right for the city, I think that's right for everyone. Those are my thoughts.
And I would echo those thoughts. It's already been a year without leadership. And the citizens of Washington should understand that our hands are tied at what we can do. And this could go on till the end of Jaron's term, which would be 25. And in the best, I would hope that in the best interest of our citizens, in the best interest of the city, he would consider resigning. And when this is all said and done, and everything comes with an outcome of not guilty, then he is more than welcome to run again, if that is what he so chooses. So I know that the people of Washington are, there are people that are frustrated and don't understand that our hands are tied. And so we are solely asking and hoping that Jaron will see in the best interest of the city so that we can move forward.
One else wish to speak to the discussion?
I think we need a more permanent position for a mayor. Like they could drag this, the trial could drag out, like she said, to the end of this term. So I would like to see him resign too, if that was an option, so we could get somebody to occupy the position more permanently.
I think we deserve our staff that work for the city, you know, departments, PD included, maintenance in particular, they need a go-to person. We don't have that right now. They don't have that person, that one person they go to say, hey, this is what we're dealing with. How are we proceeding? We don't have that person. It's like we're a snake without a head, going in all different directions. We need to put a head back on our snake to keep moving forward. We've done a lot of work since I came on this council for this city to improve it for everybody, not just a few people, but I mean everybody. And I've seen that from this side, and I've seen it from the other side. I don't think we got the leadership right now, because that's not what she signed on for. She said, I'm going to be a council person, and I'm not bashing her in any way. I'm just straight out true. She signed on to be a council person, not an administrator. We need an administrator that's going to take the helm and keep this train moving in the right direction. So if it comes down to a vote of confidence, I have no confidence in our past mayor right now, because he's left us holding the bag, and we can't, we have no power to do anything other than ask for him to do the right thing for the city. We need someone in the position that has a passion for the city. I don't think his passion has changed, but his outlook on life has probably changed in the last 12 months. And we as a council and as a city and staff have suffered for that. And it's time to move forward.
That's good.
I agree.
Thank you.
I think it's fair. I think all of those points are fair. And I think, you know, we as a council have to think about the city as a whole and the residents of the city. And that's what this, I think this discussion and decisions that we take for mayor is fully about. How do we approach and do the right thing for the city of Washington? My hope here, and no matter what you put it, I'm sure there's reasons or decisions that might make some happy, and maybe even including Jaron by us asking this or looking to ask this. But in fairness, I think it's only being fair to him and being fair to everyone in the city of Washington. And just as I think you stated perfectly, Fran, I mean, we need leadership. We need permanent leadership. We need someone who wishes to be elected as a leader that wants to work alongside us, work alongside everyone else within the city.
Our citizens need a go-to person. And right now we really don't have an elected go-to, that go-to person. We all listen to our constituents, but our mayor has always been that person that sit in the office and listen to our citizens, and we need that.
So what's our next step? I think we're all in agreement.
A letter.
Yeah. I mean, can we make a motion that we have a letter?
I mean, yeah, I suppose we could do that kind of
approach.
I mean, we could feel like that would be appropriate.
So yeah, a motion that we, I'll make a motion that we construct a letter that we all sign to Jared.
Asking
for his resignation for the best interest of our city and our citizens.
I would second that.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Do we need to establish? So when time frame, I would expect also probably maybe even a time frame for him to respond as well. It's not left open.
Yeah. It's just Tuesday. I would think that a letter by the end of the week. We could have out, and we maybe hear something by the next council meeting.
Yeah, I mean, he can come in. Obviously, he's a citizen. He can come in
at any
addresses.
Time.
Yeah, it will be in the paper, so he knows there's something coming. And so, as soon as possible, probably. I mean, it's been a year.
We've been very patient for a year.
Yes. And he's had a year to resolve whatever he needs to resolve. So, and like you said, we're all getting inquiries from folks who don't, unless when we tell them that we can't do anything, but they would obviously assume that we could do something. So this is about as much we can do. So thank you. Thanks for the discussion. That's everything on the agenda tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
Quick meeting here. Police department. Yeah. don't fill the gap, okay?
The December activity report was in your packet. It's been a busy few weeks. I'll get to the weather in a minute, but last week we communicated, worked with the school district following the shooting in Cary. The officers provide regular patrols before and after school around the school facilities anyway, so that hasn't changed for us. We have worked on providing more visits to the school during the day and being inside. The officers enjoy interacting with the students as much as I think the students enjoying that interaction as well. So we've increased that. I've been in contact with Superintendent Stone, and I'm sure we'll have more communication as the year goes on some developments of their crisis plans. And I'd really like us to continue to pursue a partnership with the school resource officer after school on a more regular basis than what we have now. On to the snow, it's been a long week as well. Officers had 188 calls for service in the last 7 days. That's a bunch. That includes 39 assists with disabled vehicles. They've been out pushing cars that are stuck in intersections, stuck in the middle of the street, stuck in their driveways, things like that. Still doing vehicle unlocks. I unlocked 10 of them during the storms and the cold. So I'm doing that. And still, despite all the talk and the warnings about the big storm that was coming and all the publicity we could give it, we spent the days, you know, following both of those snow events, issuing snow ban tickets, 106 snow ban tickets were issued. And, you know, overall, I think the downtown parking alert system worked well. As of this afternoon, there were 49 people signed up for that. So, you know, that's worked well. Even so, officers were still issuing a handful of the of those tickets for parking around the square. You know, JJ and his crew have been working long hours, long days for, you know, the last 7 to 10 days. So, you know, thanks to them, they've been responsive to us when we've needed things to get someplace or had issues come up. And we're, you know, we're working on that. There's still several cars, maybe not several, there's still a lot of cars parked in the snowbanks. The officers have started putting those 24-hour tags out. Towed at least one this afternoon. And, you know, we're kind of stuck there. We don't own the tow service, so we're at the mercy of the only tow service in town, and he's busy. He's doing a lot of his other work. So Lieutenant Alden Hopeland has been in communication with George Moore, and we'll continue to work on that as the week goes on, as his schedule allows and as our schedule allows. And, you know, we'll visit with JJ and his crew, because obviously a lot of those cars are stuck in snowbanks because they didn't move them, and we had two snow events in the last 7 days. So we're going to need some assistance in getting those dug out so they can be picked up and towed. You know, the ultimate goal, like I've said before, is to have the streets clear so that the plows can, you know, safely and efficiently make that happen, clear those streets, and emergency vehicle traffic as well as residents can get around. It's been frustrating for the officers. You know, we've had several calls from people that have received tickets. You know, some of them upset, some of them thinking they should get a break on their ticket. You know, ultimately, they acknowledge they were parked on the street during the snow removal operations, and that's a violation of the ordinance. So there's nothing more I can tell them about that. You know, we try to point them in the right direction of somebody that can help them get their car out, but ultimately, we all had enough warning, I think, that this was coming. You know, so other weather-related information, we've been out without heat at the PD for the last 2 days. We do have space heaters going, and they're working on getting some parts to get things going. So it's been a little chilly over there. We do have non-weather-related. We have an applicant testing scheduled for tomorrow, so got five applicants, and I know three for sure have confirmed that they're going to be there. So we'll see how that goes. Physical agility testing first in the morning, followed by written testing in the afternoon for those that pass the physical agility. That's all I have. I'm glad that you take any questions you might have related to the snow stuff. I do know there was some discussion on, we've had a snow emergency or not. To be honest, the ordinances are the same. So I talked with Isla over the weekend on that. The ordinances, the snow ban ordinance and the snow emergency ordinance are basically the same. The difference is the snow emergency has a deadline of 48 hours, where the snow ban says from November 1 to April 1, you can't park on the street during snow removal operations. I think that makes it pretty cut and dry.
Yep.
You shouldn't be parking on the street.
But just, I mean, I'll just comment, and, you know, just driving around town a little bit to look, I mean, some of these, I'm sure the 106 were, I shook my head. You know, to me, as a vehicle owner, I get it that some individuals, that's their place to park, and that's where they choose to park. or maybe it is the place that can. And I think you and your team and everyone else here is very, very willing. If someone were to call or to reach out and say, hey, I need to do this or do that, everyone would be open to it. But the matter is, I mean, we all had plenty of warning. We all knew. And I shake my head a little bit at someone who would want to leave their vehicle there to get possibly struck by another vehicle, by a snowplow, or to be buried like that, because now it's just a whole nother issue in trying to get it out. I don't like the fact either that we put an ordinance that we would ticket someone, but it's somehow it seems to be the only way to at least get the point across that we're trying to make it better for people like JJ and his team and others. So as much as I'm sure it's hard for you and your officers to ticket someone in the event of a snow or more, it could be difficult for them. In the same breath too, did you ask for help? Did you reach out to anyone? Or did you just say, I'm gonna leave it there? So as much as I'm sure you don't like it, it's our policy. And it's the fairest policy that we can have for everyone. So I'm appreciative of the fact that, you know, we're trying to do things to help people out, especially in the downtown. And I just wanted to make sure it was known too. I'm appreciative of what JJ and the city team have done here to try to do their best to keep everything as clear as possible. Because this is a unprecedented event for us, something we haven't seen since, well, I was just born, I guess. The winter of 79 is probably what's been most referred to me as one of those ones before. So
remember it well.
Some of us remember it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, look, unprecedented times. We know we've got to be flexible, but at the same breath, too, we still have to maintain some order.
It's also a safety thing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Trying to get by, just with a car, trying to get by some of those bump outs.
Yeah.
I can imagine a fire truck or even the ambulance, perhaps. And if you meet somebody, then it's
yeah.
So,
and
so.
Some of these vehicles that are buried have been sitting there for months. So it was time. It was time to get them moving and support the police officers 100%. Unfortunately for people, there have to be consequences. And if they don't get those consequences, they just ignore it. So I stand behind it 100%.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I got a question. It might be a little off subject, but is there an ordinance to have, like, in your own driveway, a car that doesn't, you know, that you just have it parked there without moving it in your own driveway?
It has to have current registration.
Okay.
And has to be operable.
Operable. Okay.
It has to have all four wheels, tires up.
You can start.
Be able to be driven.
Yeah, be on blocks.
Okay. All right.
Driveway has to be hard surface.
Hard surface?
Yeah, it can't be a grass driveway. It has to be a hard surface driveway.
I'd like to thank the police department and maintenance for all the extra long hours, extra work that they've been doing the last week. You know, with the unprecedented snowfall and everything that we've had, they've been keeping, you know, doing a great job. So the only other thing I'd like to talk about is with hearing that two council members, well, one person is gone already and one is going to be out of town next week, that we will push the first budget workshop back to January 30th instead of next week, because that would have only left four of you to attend next week. And if someone would be sick or anything would happen, we wouldn't even have quorum. So, and everybody should be here on the 30th, so we would have full council. So I would recommend that we move it back to January 30th. And do we want to keep it at 6 p.m. or would it work to move it up to 5 p.m.?
For me, it doesn't matter. It's up to you.
Just throwing that out there.
January 30th?
Yeah. Because there's an extra Tuesday in January. So
I think 5 p.m. is fine for me.
Works for me.
That works for
me. I'll make it work. Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay.
So 5?
Yeah, 5 p.m.
5 p.m. on January 30th.
Okay.
First budget meeting. Yep.
Yeah.
We have the notebooks by then?
Yes. Our plan is to have them done this week yet, if possible. That's what we're still going to shoot for. But
you'll email us out when they're
ready. We'll email you when they're out. We need to be picked up.
Okay.
Once around, Fran, you want to start?
I thought I was going to get it for last.
Oh, no.
You can go first. Okay.
No, Elaine.
I need to see Deanna for a few minutes after the meeting.
Okay.
Tomorrow, please.
Sure.
Or one-on-one.
Yep.
Tomorrow. And again, kudos to PD and the maintenance department for teamwork. I know they went down my alley. I got a new garage, so I have alley access with this new thing. And they went down my alley once, and then the second wave hit with the wind. Mm. So I had a 25-foot snow drift behind my new garage. And I asked JJ if he could, what his policy was on doing alleys twice. He goes, we get to it Monday. And before I got the phone, somebody went down my alley. So I feel very blessed about that. So the snow hasn't hurt me too bad. Two stage snow blowers are awesome. Wednesday's not so cool. If you know what I'm talking about, we push with them.
Mine's a single.
Tuesday is definitely cool.
Yeah.
Also, with the PD being in the building, I work at Lincoln. Everybody knows that. I got to meet one of our new officers. The new officer, he was with Seth. We went to Lincoln the other day. Very nice to meet him. And you're right, the kids were very receptive to them. Seeing him in the hallway. And I remember Seth running through those hallways as a child. I didn't tell him that at the time. I didn't want to embarrass him. Other than that, things are going pretty good. Jim?
Pat.
Where's Jim? It's okay. I'll answer to anything. Ask my wife. I'll reiterate, definitely some learnings here. The first mega snowfall, but a lot of positives, at least out of it. I know some things, obviously, that we'll have to plan a little differently and work on, but just a reminder, and I know you probably all know this, but at least the individual I've talked to, the biggest thing I can tell them is be patient. Okay. It's not that nobody's doing nothing, right? They're all trying to do something. I just want to point out for Chief Lester, being a parent here in town, and having students at the high school, the presence was recognized by other officers being around. What I will tell you is it wasn't a, oh my, the police are here sort of thing. They were generally like, oh, they were here, and very receptive to it. And I've always had nothing but positive things to say about your officers being there. So appreciative of that and of your team. And I'm always open to additional presence there if that's what it takes to get in the situation. So thank you.
Elaine?
I've got several things here. One, I participated. I helped with Pancake Days at the fire station. That was great. We had a great time. Although Jim was handing out police stickers at the firemen's. Pancake, and we had a little war with a little boy, but that's okay. But it was a lot of fun, and I was thrilled that they asked me to help, and I'm on board next year. So that was fun. I want to thank the staff, everybody from the police department, fire department, the administrative staff for this past week. The snow tracking and cleaning up, the just trying to get here, working from home, everything. Really, really appreciate the effort that everybody put in this week. It was not an easy week. So I want to thank them. Parking. I just want to remind people to be cognizant of how they're parking downtown. I understand there's no lines to say, oh, I need to pull forward or back, but it's getting kind of difficult to get moved down the road, and just please be cognizant of how you're parking downtown until we can get rid of the snow. And garbage cans, I also want to remind people to take their garbage cans in. Don't leave them in the street when you're done. One, it's they're a hazard, a safety hazard. Two, they're going to get broken, and you may not find them again. So please, please, when garbage day is done, please take them in. And I think first and foremost, I want to send my deepest sympathy to the people of Perry. Stupid. Knowing as a parent what those people went through. Oh my. And my grandson said, gee, I had a police officer at the weight room today. That was really cool. So.
Yep. Mm. Yeah.
Me? I want to thank the maintenance department for all the long hours they've been putting in for snow removal. I want to thank our police department because I've seen the guys out there trying to help with this, getting these cars moved so that the city can do its job in cleaning the streets. And I did have a couple phone calls for North Iowa, right across Most Levy Railroad Crossing. There's a huge dip, and I think that might be Canadian Pacific, that gravel they put. It's sunk, you know.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
That takes your tire off.
Yeah. Other than that,
Just a minute, and you can do it. And I also want to echo the thanks to everyone, police, fire, the wonderful pancake day. That was a nice bright spot in a week that turned out to be rather strange. But thanks to everybody for doing a good job and doing their job. We've got very competent people, and we can certainly trust them to get out there when they're needed and do what they need to do. And that's wonderful. And so my thanks also to everybody, because I know city staff gets a lot of calls, and police, and we appreciate everybody hanging in there. And hopefully this will not happen again this year. So we look forward, yes. So thank you, everybody. Thanks for, we have a really good council, and thank you for your decision to move forward with the letter, because our citizens are looking to us to do something, and this will be something we can try. So, okay.
Make a motion, we adjourn this meeting.
Okay. Those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Thank you.
Sorry, Pat. Oh, God. I was thinking Jim the whole time. I thought I called Jim Morgan. Well, they don't play you.
Huh?
Well, they don't play you.
That's right.